joining via remote. President Donald Trump voted in his adopted home state of Florida before hitting the campaign trail for rallies in three swing states on Saturday, joining more than 54 million Americans who have cast early ballots ahead of the November 3rd election. The U.S. Elections Project says that if this pace keeps up, it could mark the highest voter turnout in a century. Trump voted at a library in West Palm Beach near his Mar-a-Lago estate, after switching his permanent residence and voter registration last year from New York to Florida, which is a must-win battleground. Democratic rival Joe Biden also hit the campaign trail Saturday, traveling to the battleground state of Pennsylvania for two events. Former President Barack Obama will campaign in Florida, making his second appearance on behalf of his former Vice President Joe. President Alpha Conde of Guinea won the October 18th election with 59.5% of the vote, according to a full preliminary tally from the Election Commission on Saturday. The victory requires confirmation by the Constitutional Court, but it does give a third term in office to the 82-year-old Conde after a bitterly fought election in which the opposition said he had no right to participate. Conde says a constitutional referendum in March reset his two-term limit, but opponents say he's breaking the law by holding on to power. Results were announced in batches in recent days and already showed Conde in the lead, sparking street protests in opposition strongholds in which at least 17 people have died. And in the Ivory Coast, President Alassane Ouattara is also running for a third term in elections this month after using a change in the constitution as a reset, sparking violent street clashes in this country as well. This is VOA News. Russia has opened a representative office in the Central African Republic and donated 10 armored vehicles to the country, the RIA news agency said on Saturday, citing the Russian ambassador. Moscow has been solidifying its presence in the CAR in recent years, sending weapons, contractors, and political advisors, and has been growing its role on the continent overall. Five members of the Russian military arrived in the capital, Bangui, on Saturday, led by Oleg Pogolev, the senior military officer who will head up the Russian Defense Ministry's office, this according to Russian news sources. Chile's coronavirus case total has now surpassed 500,000, authorities said Saturday, as the country prepares to go to the polls for a referendum on whether to replace the Pinochet-era constitution. The health ministry registered 1,631 new infections and 48 deaths in the past 24 hours, pushing Chile over the 500,000 case mark. North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors, saying seasonal yellow dust blowing in from China might carry the new coronavirus into the country. The claim that the virus causes COVID-19 could spread to North Korea from the Gobi Desert, which is 1,200 miles away, appears to be unsupported. 6 feet is a common social distancing metric, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says droplets containing the virus can sometimes linger in the air for hours. A report in a North Korean newspaper said citizens should refrain from outdoor activities and must follow prevention guidelines, such as wearing masks when they go outside. Hundreds of travel-starved diners ate lunch and watched seat-back films aboard two parked Singapore Airlines jets turned into restaurants on Saturday. With the aviation industry in crisis due to the coronavirus pandemic, airlines have turned to alternative ways of raising cash, and this is one of them. Singapore's flag carrier let 400 passengers dine on board two A380 double-decker super jumbos. These are the world's largest passenger jets. One diner said the food was way better than what he normally gets on this flight. Another said he paid the equivalent of $236 for a six-course meal in business class. Meantime, the airline has cut thousands of jobs this year and grounded nearly all of its planes. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.